R&B Car Company in Warsaw wants your car, and we're paying top dollar to get it. At the R&B Car Company Buying Center, our buyers are on site with free appraisals, instant cash offers, and no obligation. Any make, any model, any condition, we'll buy it today. Start at rbcarcompany.com or drive in for a real offer on the spot. Fast, easy, transparent. R&B Car Company. We buy cars. Located on Biomet Drive just off US 30 in Warsaw.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com and at the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
Good morning. It is soggy out there today, for sure, and a little rumbly, as you may have heard earlier. There'll be more of that, we believe, in the forecast today. High of 67, much better tomorrow, only 59 for the high, but we'll take that because sunshine is on the way. The Warsaw boys were winners last night in their sectional semifinal matchup at Elkhart, beating the Lions 37-35. We'll go through the game with Matt Moore, and we'll preview tonight's championship game against Northridge as well. The Raiders pulled away with a 20-3 fourth quarter and beat Goshen 53-29. The winner of the sectional at Elkhart plays the winner from the Mishawaka sectional in the one-game regional. That's St. Joe and Riley. St. Joe beat Adams 87-63. Riley beat Penn 58-47. Other scores at Columbia City. Columbia City held off Fairfield 51-41, and Northwood held Wauwatosa at 24 points, Northwood winning 40-24. At LaVille, Bremen beat Career Academy 69-48. Germantown beat Knox 61-37. At Westview, Westview beat Cherubusco 85-24. It was a Lakeland over Prairie Heights 57-41. At Bluffton, Bluffton beat Woodland 49-39, and Lures beat Whitco 65-53. At Manchester, Rochester beat Wabash 47-41, and Oak Hill beat Lewis Cass 72-34. At Culver, it was Triton over Argus 61-37, and South Central beat North Judson in overtime 47-46. At Bethany, Canterbury beat Fremont 67-52, and Lakewood Park beat Bethany Christian 70-44. And at West Elk, North Miami beat Tri-Central 53-43, and Southwood beat Daleville 66-37. The championship games in all those sectionals are tonight, including at Northside Gym. Warsaw will take on at Northridge. We'll talk with Matt Moore, the head coach of the Warsaw Tigers, about last night's win and preview tonight's championship game. Next, here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
You're invited to Splendor Boats Indoor Boat Sale and Open House. 2 days only at their Silver Lake location on Friday, March 6th from 3 until 7 p.m. and Saturday, March 7th from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. All available models will be on display. Check out their current inventory and pricing online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Again, it's the annual Splendor Boats Indoor Boat Show and Open House Friday, March 6th and Saturday, March 7th at their Silver Lake location on State Road 15. Splendor Boats, a small family business for big family fun.
Flotek Plumbing and Heating provides you expertise with air quality, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing service and installation. You receive great customer service along with 24-hour emergency service. Rated the best HVAC company in Warsaw, your comfort is the priority. Heating, air conditioning, air purification, and plumbing. Go with the flow. Sign up for great contests and giveaways by seeing the Flotek experts at the Warsaw Home and Outdoor Show this Friday and Saturday at the T-Rack at Warsaw Community High School with free admission and parking.
Brower's Furniture and Flooring in Warsaw is celebrating the luck of the Irish with a special Shamrock sale in March. Shop from the largest selection of furniture in the area and look for the special green Shamrock sale tags on select items that give you 20% off. And Brower's has an extensive selection of flooring products, including the finest from Shaw. Complete the look of your home and save during the Shamrock sale going on now at Brower's Furniture and Flooring off US 30 behind Ruby Tuesday in Warsaw.
For over 50 years, Reinholdt and Talmer Eye Care has been caring for families just like yours, sometimes three generations deep. From your child's first pair of glasses to your grandparents' eye health, we've seen it all and we care about it all. With four experienced doctors and flexible hours throughout the week, we're here to help you when your eyes need us. Call 574-269-3828 or visit ReinholdEyeCare.com to schedule. Reinhold and Palmer, caring for your family's eyes like they're our own.
Experience and knowledge lead to success. Metzger Property Services has been delivering successful auctions for decades. Metzger is making it easier than ever to bid online by simply going to bidmetzger.com. See dozens of current and upcoming farm, residential, personal property, farm equipment, gun, and antique auctions, both on-site and online only. Thousands of items are on sale and listed now, so why wait? Remember, it's now bidmetzger.com. That's bid, M-E-T-Z-G-E-R.com. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon generation after generation.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company in Warsaw, on News Now Warsaw, continues as Roger is joined by boys basketball coach Matt Moore.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I said after the game was over last night, nothing that's worth anything is ever easy. and that's how it felt like after that game last night. That literally was like pulling teeth.
Yeah, I mean, it was really unique because it was two games in some ways, right? And, you know, as we watched it back last night as a staff, like the first, I couldn't have been more proud in the first half, especially of everything that we had practiced going into the week. You got to see in the first half. I mean, that is what we talked about. That's what we watched on film. That's what we repped. Defensively, offensively, and that's where you get the lead that you had and the execution that you had. The thing that becomes unpredictable in the game is, you know, and this is where coaching, I think sometimes we don't have as much influence as people may think, is players still have to go play. And when they started trapping and pressing and changing some of that rhythm, that removes, I think, coaches from the equation some, and that's where guys have to go be able to make plays, right? You have to give credit to them because their ability not to give up and stay in the fight. But, man, our guys down the stretch, especially after Maiden fouls out, the composure to step to the line and make free throws was the difference in the game. They shot 15 free throws. We shot 6. And making the free throws ended up being the difference.
I'm a chronological thinker, so let's start at the beginning. Your guys, maybe more than any team I've ever covered in my 35 years here, the first couple of shots going in just matters more for this bunch. And they made their first couple of shots and hit some outside shots, and they felt like they could beat Fishers in that first half the way they acted and the way they played.
Yeah, I think I have learned some things, too, about just the group, and it is different. Like, I've been in other sectionals, and, you know, we're the outlier here because we're driving an hour, right? And that does play a difference, right? You don't have as big of a crowd because all the other teams are within, you know, 15, 20-minute drive. You've got to be able to get off to a good start, and I think sometimes scripting that, in the past I haven't been as maybe committed to that because I was always fearful that, like, well, if we script it and it doesn't go the way we want, then maybe it'll kill our guys' confidence. But if you go back 2 years when we played Concord for the second day base in the regular season, we had them in the tournament, we scripted the first 4 minutes of that game and we got out to a great start. Last year, same kind of thing. Last night, same kind of thing. So I think for us, there is confidence, like, we're going to get these shots. And that's where I want our guys to focus on is here's what we're going to get. The outcome of that, we can't always control. But if we get the shots that we rep, there's a higher percentage chance that we're going to make them versus, hey, let's go play and see how and get a feel for the game. We just haven't had as much success in that. And so I was not surprised with the start because I think our guys had a fantastic week of prep.
So let's go a little deeper because we hear football coaches say that they're going to script the first 10 plays, the first 15 plays, the first two or three drives. What does that mean for basketball?
Well, I think sometimes it's a lot about, you know, we've anticipated they were going to switch. We talked about the types of threes that we wanted to get. We obviously haven't shot the three well this year, but I think the type of three that you take, those are not created equal. We want the ball to come from the inside out. So we often talk about driving the ball to the box, throwing it into the box, rebounding it in the box. And those are the shots all week that we rep. So even catching the pass, you know, from the rim back out and early, those were the threes that we had. The ones that we missed were coming from what we call, you know, one mores or like a swing. And the ball never touches the paint at all. And so we don't shoot those as well. So I think for us, like we try to create offense where we're either driving or throwing in the post to get it there. And then from there, we have actions on the backside that create that opening. And that's where, you know, say McDaniel had one against the 1-3-1 in the corner, right? It's great to see that go in because there was some momentum going their way. Nash Wiggins has one coming out. Sam Lara has one in the other corner from an inside out with Jaren. So some of those just, that is what we rep, and then guys have confidence in knowing that, like, man, I've shot 150 of these all week long. Like, oh, I got this right now. And it's just, it's fun to see them get the reaction they want from the work they have going in.
And then you had the ball at the end of the half, and that whole bugaboo about the end of the quarter, the end of the half, bites you right there at the end because the guys pass it around and they get down to 5 seconds, and it was hard to tell if everybody knew that there was 5 seconds left, right? They're just that lack of awareness that at least that's how it comes to me sitting up in the corner. It just looks like they're not really knowing that there's only 5 seconds left and somebody's got to do something with it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't disagree at all. I think sometimes you get lost in the moment of playing and competing, but you know, we had the ball 8.5 seconds in front of our bench. I thought we had communicated they had shifted to a 1-3-1. And again, you have limited options offensively, but nonetheless, like, we need to be aggressive and attack to get the shot. And I think we had made 2 or 3 passes and then just didn't get a clean look. But again, the other side of that coin is most of the season we shot it too soon, and then it led to points going the other way. So we have also said, like, we're getting the last shot. It's not phrased as we're scoring the last shot, because some years, you know, just not allowing the other team to get a shot is a win, right? So that's 2 points going the other way a lot of times this year, and it wasn't that last night.
And then you get the ball to start the third quarter, and you get it inbounds and immediately turn it over, and it started this tidal wave by Elkhart where they started crashing back into this game.
Yeah, I was really frustrated and not sure why our ball handling and our passing on things like out of bounds were so difficult. Now, obviously, they're switching, but our awareness, there comes this rhythm within playing sports is, and I've said this to our guys often, like, if you do only and exactly what I say, or you do not at all or anything that I say, you're wrong in both scenarios. Like, you have to have some latitude inside of that to go make the right basketball play. And sometimes, like, running, you know, I'm supposed to screen here, then I'm supposed to screen here, and then it's supposed to be open because coach said, right? Well, there's somebody on the other side of that that's taking it away. And so our ability to break free and get the ball in sometimes, we just haven't had as much experience in being able to do that. I think they're trying really hard to do what we're asking them to do, but some of that you have to break away and just make the right play, right? And we struggled last night of just side out of bounds, getting the ball in. Right, as silly as that sounds, it was a challenge last night.
And the longer it went, the more Elkhart was able to drag momentum back to their side, and the more that happened, the tougher their defense got, and that forced your guys into the unenviable position of feeling like every time they got the ball across the timeline, they were picking up their dribble with the sideline beside them and the midcourt line behind them, and two defenders in front of them, and trying to find a friendly face to throw the ball to.
Yeah, that's the part where, as a coach, like, you know, we can put them in space, we can put them in structure, but we've also shifted this mindset of, like, there's a score. We don't know what that score is, but there's a score we have to get to. And so even though we're up 9, you know, we're not trying to hold the ball. Like, we're trying to maneuver in how they're trying to trap and space and those types of things to create advantages, whether it's off the drive, off the pass, to get big advantage shots or shots in the basket area. And sometimes players have this misconception that, like, we're just trying to keep the ball away from them. And that's not at all really what it is. Like, you know, like in football, like, they're trying to get first downs. Even though they're running the ball every time. It's not like, hey, we're just gonna get 2 yards this time. Like, no, like let's go get a first down on the first play, right? And again, we're trying to create space, and we tried to do a couple different things with our structure. But like at some point, you gotta say, forget the structure. We need to space the floor. We need to be able to drive because they were starting to run, and we were getting ourselves in some tight spots on the corners and just not good spacing. But we want to go score. We're trying to go score, and we're trying to take advantage of that. But if you think back to the Anderson game, it was very similar to last night. As we're up 17 in the first half, both those games, and then they go kind of half court, 2-3 trapping, and we just stop being aggressive. And that's just something that I think instinctively guys that don't have a lot of experience, you know, they're looking for somebody else to be the guy to go make the play. And the reality is it may be you. You attacking may create a rotation that leads to the pass, that leads to the score. Doesn't mean you're going to score all the time, but still being aggressive in that attack mode is a mindset you have to have.
So much of this season has been about your defense. You're the number one team in 4A for points allowed. That certainly didn't get hurt by holding the team on their home court to 35 last night. And if you think about the close games in the now 12 games that have been decided by 10 points or less on your schedule, you're now 5-7. So that's a game that's set up for you to lose, and your guys figured out a way to do it. And again, in large part, it's because of your defense and because you got the ball back, you get fouled. Laura makes those free throws at the end, and you win the game.
Well, we had talked about before the game, and I'm a big believer in this, that you know, your ability to attempt more free throws than threes are going to pay off at the end of that game. And, you know, we made shots last night, and that covers a lot of sin. And we made a lot of good shots. We were 6 for 12 from three. We did not attempt our first free throw until Jaron got an offensive rebound with 5.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. You know, they attempted 15, and Jaron goes 1 for 2, and then in the last minute 45, we get 4 more free throws that end up winning the game, essentially. But it is our defense that allows us to, you know, put us in position at least to stack stops. And even the last possession where we're up 2, they get a drive. They get a shot, a really good offensive rebound shot. But our length, you know, Drew contests it. The ball gets tipped out with 1.5 seconds to go. You know, there are a lot of times when you don't have that size or length or guys that are willing to contest that. And, you know, they, for the most part, they let both teams play last night. There was some contact there. But I was just really proud of that last stand. Like, we could have, you know, we're playing right last year in a 2-point lead in the regional with 5.5 seconds to go, and we foul them and give them an and one. Now, they missed the free throw. We go to overtime. But there are a lot of situational things there that you know, I was really proud of the stand that we made when we had to go get a stop and the guys delivered.
And I don't know, you look at the stats and you have Berger and Laura both above 75%. But in that particular, and this is nothing against Maiden, Laura being up there just felt like he was the right guy. And with Maiden was out of the game at that point, so that other option was not available. But having Stan there just felt right.
And this week, I mean, we really tried to emphasize, like, you're shooting and you're making X number of shots each day. And, you know, Coach Spike went around to each of the guys that have been playing kind of in the rotation recently and just said, when you go to bed tonight, man, just imagine yourself making 2 free throws. And I think there's power in the visualization of some of those things, right? And again, I felt good with Sam there as well. He's a guy that has been in moments more than most where, you know, it's more about the mental rep of, I've been here, I'm going to get my routine, I'm going to make it. And when you see it go in the first time, it does, you know, relieve some pressure. But, yeah, just really proud of just the resiliency. We had a lot of opportunities to fold. Like, the run by itself is one. The crowd's getting in it. You kind of have the green team there and the red team there kind of cheering against you as well, right, cheering. And so you're kind of like, you know, the evil empire at that point, and that's okay. They take the lead, right? Maiden fouls out. There's just a lot of times where we could have folded, and maybe sometimes in this season we would have, but we didn't. We responded, and we went in that adversity. I did call them over and kind of chewed on them a little bit. I said, hey, go win the game. Like, stop trying to prevent, stop losing. Like, go win. Go make a play. And, you know, Sam made two big plays down the stretch to give us a chance.
Warsaw wins 37-35 over Elkhart. They'll play number 6 Northridge for the championship of the sectional at Northside Gym tonight. We will preview that coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Call the Glass Doctor. We fix your pain.
Your windshield? Your choice. Dealing with a broken car window can be a real hassle. At Glass Doctor of Indiana, we have the best warranties in the business. Our windshields have the exclusive Windshield Protection Plan, unlimited chip repairs and one replacement for 1 year. With the best reviews, products, service, and guarantees in the business, be sure to demand Glass Doctor. Remember, your windshield, your choice.
Call the Glass Doctor, we fix your pains. Oh yeah!
With so much financial uncertainty, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor Jake Petey. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for your new journey. After all, retirement isn't the end of the trek, it's a new beginning. Stop by our office at 932 Parkway Avenue, Suite C in Elkhart. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Did you know that proper maintenance is essential to extend the life of your vehicle? Hi, this is Michael from Midwest Tire and Auto Repair. We're a family-owned business with many years of experience, and we take pride in keeping your automobile in tip-top shape. Mention you heard this ad and receive 10% off your next visit. From oil changes and brake work to small engine repairs, we've got you covered. Visit Midwest Tire and Auto Repair Shop today at 995 North Lake Street in Warsaw.
When the game is on the line, you need a clutch performer. Whether that's on offense, making the last second free throw, or on defense, blocking that shot. At Bobcat of Warsaw, we are your clutch performer for all of your tough jobs. From Bobcat compact track loaders and skid steer loaders, to Bobcat, Cub Cadet, and X-Mark mowers, and even Echo handheld equipment. To score big this season with unbeatable Bobcat performance tied to hometown service. Swing by Bobcat of Warsaw today, where every job becomes a slam dunk. Bobcat of Warsaw is a proud supporter of Tiger Athletic.
Booyah! Traveling, double dribble, personal foul, all bad things in basketball. Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin, and hair, all bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems All-Star Team can help eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Kinetico, which provides clean, clear water 24/7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Coach, big game tonight, championship game, looking for a third sectional in a row. It's been a long time, and we're talking decades, since Warsaw won 3 sectionals in a row. That'd be a huge win for your program if you guys could pull this one off.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. If you can go 1-0 tonight, like you're part of history and doing something special. And again, the only way you can do that is you got to get here, right? And that's where excited to have the opportunity. I think for the first time in the last 2 years, we're not going to be the favorite, right? There's probably not the pressure on us that there were the last 2 years. And so there is some freedom in that. There's some freedom to go and to play the game that we can play. And I'm excited to see how our guys engage with that today at practice.
Your defense is known around the state. You're the top team on defense and points allowed in the state in 4A, and one of the top 20 teams in the state in all classes. But Northridge proved in the fourth quarter that their defense is really good too. They held Goshen without a field goal to just 3 free throws in the last 8 minutes of that game.
And it's interesting because we're number one and they're number two in terms of points given up, and two different styles, right? Like, I remember watching my brothers play in the state finals in 04, and they're playing Lawrence North, and Greg Oden is just standing at the basket while the other four guys are up just dogging the ball and not allowing catches. And the thought was like, hey, we can get beat because we got a safety net behind us. And I think as good as Scholl is, that is the impact that he has on the game, is the defensive. Everybody's going to talk about his offense, but his defensive presence allows them to pressure the ball and be physical and take some chances, unlike most teams that we see, because you just don't see a guy with his impact at the rim around here, right? Not in high school ball as much. So, yeah, I just we've got to make sure that we are in attack mode. I said this, you know, last year when he played Fishers, and I'll echo it today. Like, our number one goal tonight is we got to get shots. Like, originally it was we can't turn the ball over. Well, that message to me is cautious, right? We don't want to be cautious. We want to be aggressive. And so we need to get shots. It may be off two passes. It may be off 22 passes. But every possession, we got to take a shot, right? You got to be selective, though, at that. We're not going to attack him and try to shoot over him. You know, a year ago, with Brandt, with Luke, with Rod, like, we could move him out of the basket because we had matchup advantages that could pull him away. We don't have those same advantages. So we're going to have to do some creative things in terms of how we attack, but we still need to attack. And if we get shots, again, we showed on any given night, you can make shots, man. It's a game of makes and misses. You're going to have a chance.
And the difference between the two teams is your offense has been inconsistent all season, and the Northridge offense has been very consistent. They back up their defense by scoring and tightening tightening around you at the other end and making the pressure on you to score the next trip down even that more heightened.
Yeah, and that's where the balance they have to do both is why they are where they are. You know, I don't know if you look at last year's team they had and this year's team they had. I don't know if this year's team is better, but this year's team is way more efficient. Their other guys outside of Johnson and Scholl are extremely efficient. Now, they don't have the volume that those two guys do in terms of their shots and their touches and their usage, but when they get them, they do make you pay. And so, again, you kind of have to pick your poison. Do you want to roll with, you know, two guys who are going to shoot it 73% of the time? Yeah, you probably do. But at the same time, those other guys are going to have to make plays where all season long they've been able to play off two key guys with Johnson and Scholl. Again, on a Saturday at Northside Gym, it's a different atmosphere. It's a different feeling. So it may not be as comfortable for some of those guys. But, yeah, we're going to have to score. You know, we're going to have to take care of the ball. We're going to have to score it. We're going to have to get stops. And our best advantage will be if we can get defensive rebounds, because we are at our best when we're able to run and transition and find shots that way.
What are your keys to the game?
I think that's it. Like, we have to get shots. Like, we have to get a shot every possession, right? They had 6 turnovers last night against Goshen. We had 14 against Elkhart, right? Different defensive philosophy probably coming between the two games, but there will be ball pressure, right? That you watched us play last night, and Northridge can do that. And so we're going to have that. So we have to have some toughness to handle the ball. We've got to be aggressive. We got to make open shots, and we got to be able to, again, put stops together. We got some ideas about how we're going to try to guard them, but at the end of the day, you got to go compete and have fun. Like, you get a chance to play a top 10 team in the state in the sectional, and Warsaw fans have been there for years and years and years, and they've seen games where we've been the underdog going in, and somehow, some way, with 3 minutes to go in the fourth, that we got a chance, right? And that's what we're asking our guys to do, is just give us a chance.
Go get them.
Thank you.
That's Matt Moore of the Warsaw Tigers. Again, the game starts at 7 o'clock tonight. We'll be on the air at 6:20 on News Now Warsaw. When we come back, we'll run through the scores from the gymnastics sectional last week and a historic day for the gymnastics team today. That's coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Hi, I'm Alan Oldifer.
And I'm Mike Bergen. We love Kosciuszko County and have had the pleasure of serving our community and clients for over 20 years as Oldifer Bergen & Company.
Now we are excited to become part of the Beacon Point Advisor family. This move allows us to have more time to take care of our clients to help in all of your present and future financial needs. All of our local people are staying and are here to see you on West Market Street in downtown Warsaw. Remember, Oldifer Bergen & Company has partnered with Beacon Point Advisors.
Hello, I'm Jay Rigdon. One of my most enjoyable experiences as an attorney is when I help folks complete an adoption. Bringing a new little one into your family, or making sure that a child who has been a part of your family for years is legally adopted, is very rewarding. Our firm includes adoption attorneys and adoptive parents as well. Call us at 267-6116 for an appointment to discuss your options for adoption. Rocchio Pinnock, lawyers you can count on.
Tax refund season is here. That means extra cash in your pocket, and what better way to invest it than in comfort for your home? At Reinhold's Furniture and Mattresses in Warsaw and Columbia City, we're turning your refund into relaxation. Whether you need a sofa and recliner from Lazy Boy, or a new mattress from Sealy, Stearns & Foster, or Tempur-Pedic, we've got the brands you trust, handpicked by our family, for yours. The tax refund event ends Saturday, March 7th. Don't miss the savings at Reinhold's. Your friends in the furniture and mattress business.
At Crossroads Bank, choosing means keeping more money in our community. Neighbors serving neighbors, and the good folks at Crossroads Bank love being your bank. Whether you're opening your first checking account or starting your first mortgage, they're with you every step of the way. Visit Crossroads Bank today in Columbia City, North Manchester, Peru, South Whitley, Syracuse, Wabash, or Warsaw. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
Let's talk gymnastics, shall we? The gymnastics team competed in their sectional last week at Angola. In the vault, it was Liliana Rock finishing tied for 13th with a score of 8.55. Harper Escapule was 20th with a score of 8.00. Myra Marshall was 21st with a score of 7.800. In the uneven bars, Harper was 16th with a score of 5.975. Liliana was right behind her, 17th at 5.575. And Myra Marshall was tied for 29th. She did not have a score. Then in the beam, Harper was 15th, 6.725. Liliana was 16th, 6.4, and Myra Marshall was 17th, so they finished all together at 6.35. In the floor exercise, Liliana was tied for 14th, 8.475. Harper Escapule, 16th, at 8.35. And again, Myra Marshall competed, did not have a score. So that left us with the all-around. And you listen to those individual event scores, and they don't feel like they're that impressive. But then, when you add it up and you add in the fact that our girls, two of them, competed in all the events, Harper finished ninth in the all-around competition with a score of 29.050, and Liliana was 10th at 29.000. So that is good news because they changed the rules in gymnastics this year, and I'm glad that they did because in cross country and in golf, it's set up so the top three teams advance, right? In cross country, I think it's five. And then if your team doesn't advance, it would be highly unfair for you as an elite runner or elite swimmer or whatever to not be allowed to move on without your team. And so in those sports, they had set up where the top so many individuals not on an advancing team get to move on. And that's what happened in gymnastics this year. They have added that component into the advancement portfolio. And because of that, Harper and Liliana both advance onto the regional. We'll tell you more about their competition schedule for today coming up. And Myra also gets to advance, not because of her all-around competition, as Harper and Liliana will get to compete in all of the events. Myra will get to be in one event. So that's really cool. Warsaw with three gymnasts who advance out of the sectional and on to the regional. Final team scores, Angola 111.175, Plymouth 103.575, Elkhart 101.825. They advance on as teams. East Noble was fourth at 100.575, and then Warsaw came in fifth at 72.2. So a good day for Warsaw Gymnastics last Saturday. And the gymnastics team will be competing down at the Huntington North Regional today. That will begin at 11 a.m., and that will be in the Huntington North Fieldhouse. So when you go in that door on the west side of the school, right before you get to the Huntington Arena, there are big double doors that take you into the fieldhouse. And that's where all the gymnastics apparatuses are located. And so that's where that's going to be today, starting at 11 o'clock. The girls and boys indoor track and field teams are all over the place. We have some girls going to New Haven and some boys going to New Haven for their indoor event today. That is already underway. Coming up at the top of the hour, another group of boys and another group of girls are going to the Hoosier State Relays Qualifier number 2 at Indiana Wesleyan down in Marion. And again, that starts at 10 o'clock. And the boys basketball team, of course, will be playing for a sectional championship tonight at Elkhart's Northside Gym against Northridge, number 6 in the final poll. And that will start at 7, and our coverage will start at 6:20 on News Now Warsaw. Then also on Monday, the boys and girls will have an outdoor meet, and that is on Monday, track and field, outdoors, taking on Cherubusco, starting at 5:30. And then nothing during the week. We're kind of in that transitional period here between winter and spring. And then Saturday, the boys' basketball regional, you have Hoosier State Relay Qualifier number 3 for both the boys and girls at Indiana Wesleyan. The boys' rugby team will be at Westfield to open up their spring season at 11 a.m. next Saturday. The gymnastics state finals are down at Ball State at noon next Saturday. And then you have a group of track and field girls and boys who will be competing at Indiana Tech in the New Haven Bulldog invite at noon next Saturday. So that's where we are with the events that are going on. Again, track and field starting earlier than I ever remember it outdoors. Hopefully the weather will be good for them, and hopefully they can get their entire schedule in. When we come back, we will wrap things up here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
R&B Car Company in Warsaw wants your car, and we're paying top dollar to get it. At the R&B Car Company Buying Center, our buyers are on site with free appraisals, instant cash offers, and no obligation. Any make, any model, any condition, we'll buy it today. Start at rbcarcompany.com or drive in for a real offer on the spot. Fast, easy, transparent. R&B Car Company. We buy cars. Located on Biomet Drive just off US 30 in Warsaw.
Bad wreck, oh what you gonna do, oh what you gonna do, call them boys in blue, car stalls won't start, oh what you gonna do, oh what you gonna do, call them boys in blue, wreck in any state and need the best rates, take the next step, call Wrecker Denep, go with the guys who got the best tools, if you get in a wreck, they'll come and get you, bad wreck, oh what you gonna do, call Wrecker Denep to come get you,
remember when you get in a wreck,
call Wrecker Denep.
Research shows vaping is on the rise among teens. One of the most influential factors when a teen is growing up is a strong, open relationship with parents, family, or caregivers. Some ways to take action with your kids is to be checked in, clear and consistent about your messaging and expectations regarding vaping and substance abuse, establish family agreements, and let them know you are there and care. Continue talking to your teens as they get older. This message brought to you by Kosciuszko Cares and the Kosciuszko Drug-Free Coalition. Visit inspire-in.org.
Now's the perfect time to get speed and savings you can count on during Surf Internet's Winter Lifetime Savings Event. Power your home with fast, reliable fiber internet that includes free professional installation, starting at just $30 per month with AutoPay. There are no contracts, no added taxes, and no hidden fees. Plus, during the Surf Winter Lifetime Savings Event, you can lock in your low price for life. Visit surfinternet.com today. Restrictions apply. Not all speeds available in all areas.
And now, for final thoughts on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, here's Roger.
Couple of things to talk about. Next week, we will have a show, regardless of whether the Tigers win or lose tonight. We will have a show next week, and Coach Moore will be on it. It'll be recorded, his part of it, because they'll either be at the regional or he'll be coaching little kids next week. And so we will record his interview next week. But Matt will be on the show next week. And we're going to finish up our conversation with the winter sports coaches. So we know that we have wrestling, we have boys swimming, and we have some others to talk to. So we're going to continue to do that. So we will have a show next week, and it will start at 9 o'clock here on News Now Warsaw. Also, congratulations to both Jocelyn Bricker and Brick Zartman of the girls' basketball team, named to the Indiana Supreme 15. So they are basically in the top 15 in the senior class, and that means not that they're going to make the Indiana All-Stars, both of them, but it's a really, really, really good sign that they're both going to make it. We would expect them to. They both should. And with that announcement this week, we're very, very optimistic that they're both going to be in the Indiana All-Star team that will take the floor against the Kentucky team and the Junior All-Stars coming up this summer. So congratulations to them on a job well done as their careers continue in the postseason honors. And I like their chances of both representing Warsaw down in Indianapolis and in Kentucky later on. Again, we will have a show next week. We will see you then. Hopefully, we will see you tonight at Northside Gym. As Coach Moore said, we know it's a longer drive. We know that all the weather's not that great. We get it. We hope that you'll come anyway. The Tigers are going to need the Tiger Nation support more than they've ever had it tonight in tonight's game. So we hope that you will be there. Again, tip-off at 7 o'clock. Remember, it takes a while to get in from the parking lot to Northside Gym at Elkhart, so you need to get there early and have your voice be heard. Stay tuned. Gary Sullivan is coming up. Dave Ramsey takes us to the top of the hour. Have a great Saturday and stay dry.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more on Tiger Sports, log on to newsnowwarsaw.com and warsawtigers.com. Follow Roger Grossman on Twitter at RogerGrossman1. Tiger Talk is a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.